But you include more than a spirit could talk about.
Well, it's the dynamic that plugs back into the non-physical for the human creators. See, a psychic can only, if they're limited to that window, then they are like, say they only speak to dead people. Well, that in order for them to have communication, they've eliminated every other possibility. The people that are chatting have to be dead. Well, you've eliminated a whole lot of folks already, you see.
And you say these mediums are limited or determined by the quality of the questions?
Not necessarily. They have rules. Some have to be laid prostate out and check out, and they can't. They slobber and giggle and bibble and do all these kind of things. They can't open their eyes. They find out if they're really, really good at what they do, then they forfeit their lives. See, even a very notable psychic, your Edgar Casey, he realized that he was spending most of his life outside of his body. He was in a position to where he had to limit his readings because it really had a taxing effect on his physicalness. And he was spending his whole life laid out on the sofa with his arms crossed over him and not having a clue of participation of what was going on. Now, he got all the words right, but he and his physical was not allowed to enjoy or take part in that part that was being uttered. So it's almost like, well, great, I've solved the problems for the whole wide world, but what about me and my own family? Where's my power? Well, I don't have any power. I'm just a psychic, and I can tell you which pony is going to win at the racetrack, but I don't know how this is going to work otherwise. And we're not pushing against that because that was a choice of the rules and regulations. They're his rules, but you can very easily open yourself into the larger dynamic where you can actually function, you can see, you can have access, instantaneous access with non-physical, you can participate, you can live, and then you're not forfeiting the very part of your creation that is, you see. But if you have to be in this certain house coat and laying on this certain big bed, laying across the end of it and swoon yourself into trance and all these kind of things, well, then you're outside of you.